Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy here with Pat. Today is Monday, August 31st, 2020. Bitcoin is at $11,734, up slightly, and ETH is up 2.7% at $434. As always, thank you to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a DeFi and digital asset management platform that does allocation monitoring, token tax tracking, gain loss reporting, and more. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. Okay, we have lots to cover today, but first, you know, DeFi's meteoric rise continues as TVL hits 9 billion and it just keeps going. There's still a lot of excitement for DeFi, even though there's a huge number of projects, new projects coming out all the time. And overall, DeFi tokens have actually outperformed Bitcoin this year. So we mentioned TVL a lot on this show. Pat, do you think that this is really a good representation of how DeFi is doing?
Yeah, there's a constant amount of debate about this metric TVL. And depending on who you talk to, who you read online, you know, if you read DeFi Pulse, they say that they are taking in some of the issues into consideration. Different Redditors will complain about it. I don't know. At the end of the day, the issue with TVL is that the mechanism people are using to make money in DeFi right now, which is yield farming, essentially means folding your collateralized positions over and over and over again. So you take money, you put some money in, you put some Ethereum in, you borrow some USDC. You take that USDC and then you borrow some USDT against it. You take that and you borrow some SAI against it. You take that and you borrow some, you know, you fold this over and over again. Each time you fold it, you're getting a certain amount of governance tokens as reward. And so there's an issue, which is like, okay, TVL is, if you are taking money and folding it over and over and over again, is it really an accurate representation of how much real money, how many dollars that someone could deploy to a different economic benefit is actually being deployed here versus how much is echo chamber, essentially. So, TVL has issues. It's not the best and it's nearly impossible. I mean, it is nearly impossible to tease apart these compounding folding positions from actual new money versus money that's in there. So it's very difficult to look at that. But the high level, you know, what I always say is look at magnitude of these things. Don't worry too much about the individual numbers. That goes for pretty much everything. That goes for the stock market. That goes for bond prices. That goes for the T notes. Like, look at what the magnitude is. Right now, we're just about to hit $10 billion by this register. That's up from this metric at $1 billion 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I mean, and absolutely, we're talking, 1,000% gain over a very short amount of time. You know, the same metric, if you keep your eye on the same metric and watch how that changes, that's where you get really good. That's where you can kind of see how things are going. So obviously DeFi is doing extremely well right now. And it's very, very exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. And TVL stands for Total Value Locked, just so everyone knows. All right, next, Uniswap surpasses Coinbase Pro in daily volume.
Yeah, I think this is the biggest story of the day in a lot of ways. I don't know, we have a lot of big stories today, but this is a really exciting one. You know, this is the move from decentralized to centralized, from centralized to decentralized. What's super interesting is, like, you look at the history of cryptocurrencies, what has constantly been, you know, every different currency has had this notion of the flippening. And where that really first came from was this idea that eventually it's probably not going to happen in the United States, but there's sort of this theory that in a particular country that has a non-world reserve currency status. So let's take like Zimbabwe, for instance, where there is very poor monetary management and very poor monetary policies. Not to pick on Zimbabwe. Maybe they've improved recently. They have. I mean, they have since their major inflation issues. But you look at that, and the idea was, if you were a country that was managing your monetary supply very poorly, what would happen is that you would have runaway inflation, and any hard currencies would end up being more valuable. And so when you apply, like, the U.S. government having huge inflation, plus, if, you know, Zimbabwe or whatever country is doing this, you would end up in a situation where something like Bitcoin could theoretically become the de facto currency for that country overnight. And so everything has been around crypto is about looking at displacing traditional models of, you know, in this case, or what we talked about, what we just talked about, which is monetary policy, or in this case, which is exchange and centralized exchanges. So when you see a flip happening like this, where you see a move from decentralized, from a centralized exchange to a decentralized exchange, it is insanely exciting for the overall industry. Now, obviously, there's a bit of a bubble. There's a bit of a run up for DeFi right now, but this is good, and it's good for Uniswap. Uniswap is taking 0.3% of each of those trades, so they're making really good money on this. Better money probably than Coinbase, although I have to go and double check that. So this is a huge deal. I think it'll go back and forth for a while. It will be really the next sort of level here will be when we see the DEXs as a whole overtake the centralized exchanges as a whole. I don't know if that'll actually happen or not, because there's still a lot of people buying Bitcoin and currencies you can't really get on a DEX, but that's the next big step here.
Yeah, really interesting. In that same vein, DeFi monthly active users, by one estimate, have hit a milestone of almost 300,000, 292,000. This is according to Zapperfi. And daily active users, according to them, have hit almost 20K, dispelling notions that DeFi really is only for whales or just a handful of people. What do you think about that?
I am unsure about this. We reported on this last week, which was we looked at daily active users for Uniswap. We saw Uniswap was at 15K. You know, Uniswap is obviously the big boy. That was it. That was daily active users. Uniswap is obviously the big boy here. I believe that Zapperfi was using unique wallets as their metric. I don't think the unique wallets as a monthly metric is accurate. I don't think this number is accurate. I think this number was well inflated. So I think that on a daily basis, I think you could probably bake in 20% of people use it, the same user using multiple wallets. I think over the course of a month, you will have 100% or more of users using multiple wallets. Like it's just good operational security for crypto is to frequently be changing your wallet. So I don't think that this is a particularly accurate number. I think we have to find better ways to actually measure this. But again, magnitudinally, let's watch this for next week. Like, let's watch this for next month. If this goes up to 400K, it doesn't really matter if it's really 100,000 or really 50,000 users. It doesn't really matter. It matters that we've, you know, doubled active users on the network.
Yeah, that's great. All right, next, vampire mining. So Pat, explain that. And SushiSwap is the latest offering in the world of token swapping. So talk to us about those.
We're not going to talk too much about this. At the end of the day, SushiSwap is one more fork of, this was a fork of Uniswap. Remember that the governance tokens here are not worth anything. You're really not gaining anything by having the governance tokens. So it's highly speculative, people putting money in and getting these governance tokens. All that being said, you know, the number report at the top of the 10 minutes was that DeFi tokens are outperforming Bitcoin. That is part of these governance tokens. So there's obviously people find value in it, but you can't just fork and expect different results. Uniswap is the big boy in this. You know, Uniswap and Balancer are the big boy DEXs right now. I don't think we're really going to see until we see something that's significantly different. So a different algorithm, a different way of actually doing basically doing market making, which is, you know, what the hard part of this is. Until we see that, we're not, you know, these forks are just kind of fun and games.
All right. Last, quickly, let's touch on one more story coming out of China. A state-owned Chinese bank had enabled but then quickly disabled a digital wallet feature for China's central bank digital currency.
Yeah. So the news here isn't that they disabled it. The news here is that there was a there was a bank that has a CBDC, central bank digital currency, CBDC, that was close enough to release a product around. That is, to me, crazy. If you had asked me a week ago, I would have said it was, you know, 2-3 years before any country, if not longer, before any country would mess around at all with a central bank digital currency. And here we see that China's close enough to actually have the China Construction Bank release something on a network. That to me is enormous news.
Great. All right. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good one.
Take it easy.